USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A second COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in the U.S. The FDA issued approval Friday of Moderna's vaccine, the second vaccine in a week to be approved for emergency use. Dr. William Schaffner, professor at Vanderbilt University Medical School and a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, tells CNN.
I think it is wonderful that we have a second vaccine. And the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require all the intensive, very cold storage and handling of Pfizer's, is the vaccine that we can distribute closer to the people. We can get it out to rural areas, in health departments, and in local small hospitals.
312,000 Americans have died with the virus. The country is averaging more than 216,000 new cases per day. Doses of Moderna's vaccine are expected to start arriving in states on Monday. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President-elect Joe Biden is now addressing the business dealings of his son, Hunter.
The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Oregon Ducks won their second straight Pac-12 football championship, defeating number 13 USC on Friday night 31-24. Oregon, a replacement for Washington, who had to pull out due to COVID-19 issues. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in the state's runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. A lawmaker is explaining why he's not in favor of expanding the number of museums in the nation's capital.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why.
The very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.